Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stretching out before us, document cam, please, with a plethora, a cornucopia, a veritable plethora. Would you say I have a plethora? So that is all coming up here today. It is insane amounts of news. The real inventor of the internet, it's not Al Gore. It's Sir Tim Berners-Lee. There's about 15 guys. They're all guys and evil men. And which we just don't have an internet because men invented it. But the point is, I'm now being sarcastic. The point is that he's come out and said the governments are spying on you. There's a new dark age here. We've got to stand up against this. Well, he's obviously an extremist and has to be dealt with, for not wanting our governments to fund Al Qaeda to then menace us so they can take our liberties. And DARPA emergency response robot can run as fast as the fastest man in the world. In fact, faster. But, of course, it's for the military to save you. It certainly won't be used against you. Everything is fine. The government cares a lot about you. I've got a lot of other huge items I'm going to be covering today, but this story out of the smokinggun.com is another example, just another amazing example of how they go after people like Martha Stewart for a crooked toenail. Well, she didn't do anything. They got her on lying to the feds, though, they claim. That's why the feds talk to you. It's like, hey, talk to the hand. You want to talk to that? Hey, how's that Fast and Furious going for you over there? But Shepard Fairey is now admitting that when the AP sued him over the Hope image, which he could have probably beat them. I mean, I know copyright law pretty darn good because he posterized it, changed the color, everything. It's almost completely different, and it's political, or they would have gotten a tiny licensing fee. But instead, he went and doctored the stuff that he had come up with it, and he got caught, because all the digital stuff has little back doors, paper printers have date printers on them. Everything's meant to track you. Everything's a giant surveillance grid, and now they're trying to throw him in prison. Feds seek prison time for Obama Hope artist. Man, I wish the feds would seek time for their former boss at the Obama administration on the Economic Council, John Corzine, who stole billions and got caught lying to Congress. Wish you'd go after him. Wish you'd go after the Solyndra people. Wish you'd go after the Chicago Mafia that runs you. Wish you would go after yourselves. But, oh, no, Shepard Fairey. Federal prosecutors want Shepard Fairey, an artist who created the Barack Obama Hope poster, to serve time in prison following his misdemeanor conviction for destroying and fabricating documents in connection with the civil lawsuit over the iconic campaign. The guy made $3 million 1 year, $5 million another, $6 million another. Of course, now you can't make anything off of it. But in 07, 08, and 09, 09 was the peak of Obama mania when they were saying he was Christ and stuff. So that's $11 million. $14 million. He made $14 million. And instead of just fighting the case forever with the Associated Press, he went and fabricated a bunch of stuff. I mean, obviously, when the Associated Press sues you for millions of dollars, that's not what they're going to get. Man, people are so ignorant. But, I mean, what do you expect? He was an anti, kind of like the Adbuster people, anti-commercialism, anti-capitalist, communism is rebellion, communism is cool, all this stuff. And then he has stores all over the country and all this money, and he makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year, gross. And then he doesn't want to pay somebody, even if he couldn't beat him, because I believe it's his image. I mean, it's totally different. So instead he goes and engages in fraud, which is exactly what a communist liberal would do. They would become filthy rich and then be so stupid they wouldn't even know how to defend themselves and fall into the spider web of the degenerate federal government. We'll be back. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Monday through Friday.
Tell your children not to hear my words.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
Mother,
we're here live.
Mother,
we are here in an attempt to lift the veil from people's eyes. We want people to not live in the darkness of the New World Order. And we don't run from the darkness. We face it head on with pleasure, because that is a free human's destiny. Coming up, DARPA, emergency response. It's really a combat robot, runs faster than the fastest human. It has the world land record now. Bipedal attack robots. The TSA is now responding to us all over the country. Saying they've got to test your drinks after the checkpoint that you buy at Starbucks or at Whataburger or whatever the places they have at the airport, because there may be explosives in it. It's about training you that you're a prisoner, that you're bad, that you're a suspect, and only government's good. It's a new class system. And we now have a hoax. It was later admitted a hoax, just a fake hoax, that there was a liquid bomb on an aircraft from Philadelphia to Dallas and had to turn back. Just total hoax, but back of the paper hours later. Oh, yeah, it was a hoax. But, hey, we need to get tested because, you know, the guy might have got a bomb at the coffee shop. That's what they're saying, and it's going to blow you up with a coffee. Just right as they're being exposed, that magically happens. The same TSA worked with the federal government to get the underwear bomber on the aircraft 2 years ago, 1 week before the rollout of the scanners that had been purchased a year before and were being delivered. And they said, oh, we're putting these in because of this guy now. Total lie, totally transparent, in your face. By the way, I saw police officers at the pool today doing their training, and most of them couldn't swim. By the way, I got footage of that. That'll be on the nightly news tonight. Police officers and, well, cadets, the trainers could hardly swim. And then they had the cadets, a bunch of them, like, were having to be hauled out. They couldn't swim, but they'll be pulling me over very soon. They know how to ride a ticket and make some money. So we're going to be discussing all of that. It's pretty amazing footage I got. We're always on the job. I'm down there swimming, and guys in camo start walking by me. And I'm like, what is this? And I go, and it was the police in camouflage. They had all their gear and everything, and they set it up sort of getting in, and they were having to haul guys out who couldn't swim. So I didn't realize a cross sampling of people. You don't have that many people that can't swim. Something weird's going on. But they're not letting people with Down syndromes fly on planes now because it upsets the other passengers if someone sits there quietly drinking a bottle of water. So I think you might get better officers from what I saw out of someone with Down syndrome, and I'm not joking. At least they had more humanity. Okay, I'm not being mean. I don't hate police. It was just shocking, and I'm going to talk about it later. Now, we are joined by a very interesting lady here on the transmission today. In fact, I'm looking for her bio, and she's Lenora Skenazy. And she is a syndicated columnist, author, and public speaker who delivers lively, hands-on parenting seminars at universities and community centers. She has spoken to audiences internationally and appeared on Dr. Phil and Good Morning America and many other Nightline, you name it. In addition to founding the Free Range Kids blog, book, and movement, she has written for everyone from the Washington Post to Mad Magazine and graduated from Yale and Columbia. She lives in New York City with her husband and two sons, and she thinks children shouldn't just watch television all day. She's an extremist. FreeRangeKids.wordpress.com. And, of course, we had our article, Cops Interrogate Family for Allowing Kids to Play Outside. And even in backyards now, children are being taken. You don't do that. Social services harass mother for having free-range children. So in the new country where you can't have backyard gardens, can't have lemonade stands, well, pretty soon you won't be able to have more than one kid. Thank you for coming on, ma'am.
It's a pleasure to be here, Alex. Thank you.
Good to have you. Okay, well, tell us about this evil movement you're part of. I mean, you're claiming that once children played outside, I think that sounds extreme. Al-Qaeda could get them.
That's right. And in a way, Al-Qaeda is. We just call it CPS, Child Protective Services. What's happening, what I hear about a lot at the Free Range Kids blog is, excuse me, parents who let their children play outside, walk to school, go to the grocery for them, often have neighbors who turn them in, supposedly out of concern for them.
But good really, Stasi, good people.
Yes, reminds me of KGB. And what happens? Child Protective Services is obligated to come and check out whether or not these parents really are being negligent or worse, abusive. And what has happened is that the parents are found wrong by the police or by Child Protective Services for leaving their children in what CPS calls a dangerous situation, which I would call a normal, nice situation. In fact, less dangerous than just letting your kids sit inside all day getting fat and diabetic. You let your kids run outside or have some independent adventures. That's considered bad parenting now. It is so unusual for parents to let their children play outside, climb a tree, that they are being turned in as negligent instead
of... And no other culture does this. I mean, this is completely backwards from everything we do. This even happens in rural areas. I've had families on who've had their kids taken because they let them play in the backyard. I'm talking about 5 and 6 years old with a fence around them. That's not even allowed now.
That's incredible. I do hear, I'm just going to give you a couple of examples. The one that you wrote about was a mom who has 4 kids. They were outside playing in the field next to her home, not at night with no clothes on. They were next to her house during the day, sunny Saturday weekend day. And it was so unusual these days to see any children outside. The immediate assumption is something's wrong. They've escaped. Maybe they've been kidnapped by somebody. Who knows? Or could be kidnapped. That's the big fear. And so the police were called, and then the police had to come and actually do a report. One person who wrote to me with a similar situation said that the husband, who came out to talk to the cops, was later made to take a drug test. Because why would any parent, except one who's crazed on, I don't know, meth or coke or something, even think of letting his kids...
And again, they then intimidate you into the drug test, getting you into the bureaucratic system. But let's expand on this. You're coming on my show. You're going to get dozens of emails and calls. They take kids now. And what's incredible is, even as the Justice Department admits, CPS, you liken to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's not half as deadly, statistically. Hundreds of kids a year die in their custody. You're five times more likely to be physically abused or die, seven times to be sexually abused in CPS. So, your kid might get kidnapped, so we're going to come kidnap them with an industry that's even more dangerous than, perverts getting into the priesthood or TSA. I mean, this is where predators go, is CPS. So now they actually come kidnap your kid because they might get kidnapped.
I actually think that parents are ending up, in a way, kidnapping their kids, too, because if your fear is so overblown that the minute your kids walk outside, some predator is going to jump on them, because that's exactly what you see on Nancy Grace and CSI, whether it's fiction or not, that's the number one story on television. You're so afraid of them being kidnapped, it almost seems like the only thing you can do to keep your kids safe is to keep them inside, where they're going to the refrigerator and they're watching TV.
Well, this is a great example, because I know you have the statistics on your excellent site. I mean, if you have them in front of you, go over some of that. But kidnapping's actually flat or gone down compared to what it was. But they make such a big deal, just like with terrorism, that it creates the perception that there are kidnappers around every corner.
Right. It's same as you don't report on the millions of children who went safely to school today. You report on the one child, perhaps it's the anniversary of a child 30 years ago who didn't get to school. But there's always that one story that the media can find and put in front of our faces. And then our brains put it in the file system, which is like Google. If you ask yourself, gee, can my kid walk to school? I actually got that question today to a lady writing to my site. Can my child walk to school? The principal says it's too dangerous. I can see the school from my house, but the principal says no.
They're turning everything into a prison.
Right.
I mean, it's very simple. The schools are prisons, and they're the nanny state is the prison.
Well, it does seem completely prison-like to say that you must drive your child or sometimes walk your child to school as if, it's like walking across the yard.
Or put them on the school bus where they get beat up. But let's expand on that.
I don't think the school bus is that dangerous. I think what's really crazy is when people are all driving their children individually to school, wasting the gas, worrying about bullies, teaching them not how to get to school on their own, not to enjoy nature. But the only place you're safe is in an enclosed space, sometimes the SUV, with your parents, and then deposited.
I'll tell you, the best thing ever happened to me was bullies. That made me the person I am. I love it. I mean, children have to learn to have some adventures.
Adventures is true. And also, while you don't want to, encourage any horrible bullying, bullying has been defined downward, dumbed down to the point where some schools have a list of things that define bullying, and one of them is rolling your eyes at a kid. Come on.
Here's the deal. When you learn how to face bullies, then you know how to deal with them later in life. They don't want us knowing how to face bullies because the government acts like bullies. They want us to be cowards. When I see bullies now, I know how to deal with them.
I'm glad you do, and I do believe that kids are a lot stronger and more resilient than we give them credit for, and when we think that they can't handle anything, that's when we say, no, you can't walk to school, no, you can't roll your eyes. Remember that story a couple days ago, the three-year-old whose name was Hunter, but he's deaf? Did you hear about this story?
Oh, he can't point his finger now.
He can't make the sign for his name, which is Hunter. This is Hunter, and this means it's a name. But that is too scary at the deaf school for preschoolers that he's going to because it indicates a gun. And somehow that gets conflated with somebody bringing an actual Uzi in to the school.
No, they're putting us into a total mental illness. They're making people mentally ill in basket cases and trying to artificially invoke and create artificial agoraphobia.
Exactly, especially where it concerns kids. When we were talking about this case today with the mother who had her four children outside, who was visited by the police. Recently, there was a man who let his two kids, nine and I think six or seven, play in a park, and he was arrested because he had left them there for almost 2 hours, and that was considered negligent. I think that's considered believing in your kids, believing in your community, and believing that you're a smart enough parent that you taught them, don't go off with strangers.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. Then they get no street smarts. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com. Secrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime, plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, Lenore Skenazy is an impressive lady. Just get a chance to talk to her. We're going to get her on the nightly news next week for 45 minutes. We can really get into detail. But freerangekids.wordpress.com. She's having a big effect, too, pointing out that we're prisoners. You drive through neighborhoods now or you're up in a high-rise building looking at other people's condos, I'm at a party or something, and everything's glowing blue. No one's talking. My friend had a telescope, and I said, what do you see? And he goes, people watching television. Just 50 years ago, folks, you saw people playing chess, people fighting, people having sex. Because I've read books about how the culture's changed. You would see everything with a telescope. Now you see people watching television. It's killing our culture. But now, in just 50 years, it's evil to have your kids out in public. I've seen cases where an 11-year-old throws a fit. Mom kicks him out of the car a mile from home, makes him walk. My mother kicked me out of the car 5 miles from home if I was not doing what she said. I mean, obviously she wouldn't do it in South Dallas. I mean, I can see the poor kids that are locked up in war zones, but, I mean, we lived in an affluent middle-class neighborhood. They're now arresting people. Please continue with some of the other key points.
And that is that people are doing exactly what you say. They're keeping their kids inside. And I point out, like, the South Dallas idea. If your kids are in a terrible neighborhood and there's no alternative to keep them safe, keep them inside. But if you move to a neighborhood because you liked the neighborhood, why are you keeping them inside? You're acting as if you're in a war zone when you have the privilege of letting your kids go outside. But it is so rare that I don't know if you know about my holiday. It's been celebrated for 3 years now, called Take Our Children to the Park and Leave Them There Day. Alex, did you hear about that holiday ever?
Actually, I read about it on your site, and that's what we need. My dad, by the time he was 8 or 9 years old, would be put on the bus by himself. Mm-hmm. Put on planes. You know, I was when I was like 4 or 5 years old, sent to family. Mm-hmm. And he would get down there. And by the time he was like 12, he would go and work for the summer in Houston.
That's incredible. Yeah, because back then, I mean, not that I want to see child labor resurging in any bad way, but at least we thought that kids were competent and could add something to society as opposed to us just giving them and doing for them.
Well, all it does is arrest development. I watch police cadets today. Who literally, it was like they had lobotomies. They couldn't swim, they couldn't talk, and this is what we've turned the public into, is these jellyfish.
Right, and the idea is that you're being a good parent because you're hovering over them and you're keeping them from harm, but really the message they're getting is, I can't do anything without my parents. Their parents wait at the bus stop with their children in the mornings and make sure that they get on the bus, as if it's so dangerous to be there with three other kids waiting for the bus, as if they can't get on the bus, as if there's some danger between the bus stop and the bus. And the message kids are getting is, I'm in constant danger, and if my parents aren't here, something bad will happen to me. Thank goodness there's somebody smart and big.
Listen, this morning, mm-hmm. I mean, I took my children swimming. It didn't happen today, but I'll have my 4-year-old who swims great mm-hmm. in like 3 foot of water. Mm-hmm. Swimming, you know, 20 feet away from me, and people will come over and say, you need to do something. And these are adults that can hardly swim. I'm like, listen, there's lifeguards here, and she knows how to swim. She can swim better than you.
Right. I think that actually what Free Range Kids says is that our job as parents isn't to do everything for the kid, isn't to hold your kid up in the pool. It's to teach them the skills they need to be safe and independent. And one of them really is teaching your children how to swim. Teach your children not to go off with strangers. Teach your children how to cross the street safely, because you're not going to be there with them every minute. And the idea that you should be is really treating kids as the lowest common denominator generation ever seen.
Well, look, let's be honest about it. Everything that happened to black communities in the last 100 years has now been exported everywhere, where they put people in these compact cities, these reservations, just like Native American reservations, really prisoner of war camps. And they get them to the point now where everything I saw growing up in inner city neighborhoods, because I had friends in the inner city, where they were scared to go out, didn't know how to do anything, didn't know how to swim. That's now everybody. Everybody is now, it's like weird if you know how to do something. It's weird if you're not scared. We're becoming prisoners who don't know what to do. We need to be locked up and unlocked. That's our new culture.
It's interesting that you think of it as sort of ghetto culture. I think of it, for me, what resonates is the idea that we are treating children the way we treated women in the 1950s and early 60s, telling them, you can't leave the house. You have everything here. You should be happy with all the
details. No. Exactly. That's the mode of social control they did to black folks and people and women. I agree with you. It's now being exported onto everybody.
Right, as if nothing is safe. And then, of course, if you have a group of people who doesn't believe anything is safe, you can sell them anything. You can sell them tracking devices for their children. You can sell them a screaming backpack, which I just found out about. Did you know that there's a child carrier, like that you put on your back, and the kid can hang onto your shoulders and sort of be strapped in, that's good for children up to age 7.
Now the children can't walk. I predicted that soon tying your shoelaces will mean you get the Pulitzer Prize. Thank you so much. We'll have you on next week. Amazing information. FreeRangeKids.wordpress.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have for one segment the head editor over at the InfoWars magazine, Russell Dowden, in studio with us. The NSA, in front of everybody back there, 6 people in his big office, they're all in one big room, but he gets a call, and nobody talks, so he calls it back, and they say, hello, National Security Agency. And he checked the number, all of it. But guys, ahead of him coming, we got to do this due diligence again. We were supposed to get a photo of that, have it ready so we can show the photo of his phone with the number so everybody can use it. And we need to call that number again right now. And we need to check it like I did on the web, just double check that it is the NSA number. So I want to put that number in the computer, check it again, double check it that it's the PR number of the National Security Agency. Because this is a news issue, because I would get these calls 10 years ago and call back, and then they would answer National Security Agency. And it's a form of harassment. And then if you don't get the message, then they call up and tell you what you're talking about on an unlisted number. And, you know, oh, you got family in the hospital. I hope they don't do too good. Just heard you talking to your family. So that's the kind of, I mean, I've had crew see this happen when my wife calls up crying and they've done it to her. Okay, I mean, this is the type of stuff they do. This is what our country has become. This has happened everywhere else where you let government get too big and you start bowing down to it and just saying it's your God. We're going to be talking about this and my crew that went down, three of our crew members, three reporters, but John Bowen on camera in just a moment. Before we go any further, remember, freedom is not free, and we are risking our lives to bring you this information. We are doing everything we can to expose the globalist. I have hired 6 new reporters. I have hired 7 graphics people and writers and editors for the magazine, the websites. I just hired another writer on top of that, so I guess that's 8. I am expending our capital because it's all starting to come down. And so I'm doing everything I can so later I won't wish that I'd done more. You know the Braveheart speech? What would you do many years from now lying in your beds to just once say you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom? That's what we're talking about. And this isn't your life. If you won't fight in the info war today to get the word out, you'll never fight with a sword. That's a cop-out. You need to reach out to the minions of the system, and I'll tell you, on average, they're about as dumb as a box of rocks. And I'm talking about bureaucrats, all of them. Of minions, police generally are smarter because they live in the real world. Firefighters are great people. So I'm not saying the government's the enemy. The criminals that have seized it and are trying to direct it in a draconian, anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-freedom way must be exposed in the info war. So you can spread the word about the broadcast, spread the word about our free podcast, the audio streams, our local affiliates, if you're listening to local stations. You can purchase the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps. It takes over $5.5 million a year to run this operation now. Most people, and believe me, I could probably make almost that much money with like 6 people here, but not reach as many people. So I could sit here and, you know, make, you know, Glenn Beck type money if I wanted to sell out to the system right now, or if I just wanted to cut back what I'm doing. I'm taking the majority, the vast majority, 90%+ of the money, and putting it right back into this operation, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, putting some back so we can be strong for frivolous whatever happens down the roads, lawsuits, attacks, fake criminal charges. We've got backup plans because we have a different mission. It's not make money. Our mission is fight the globalists, but we need the money. So in mid-air refueling, as I call it, on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsShop.com takes you to the same place, or link through at InfoWars.com. Buy books, buy videos, buy ball caps. Got my favorite camouflage ones back in. Couldn't get them for a while. Buy the ProPure super high-quality stainless steel gravity filters. They've got the extra fluoride filters as well. 10% off. Nobody's got that price with promo code WATER. That purchase is something you need. It's a great deal, and it supports us. InfoWarsStore.com. You're doing so much when you come and vote with your dollars and by spreading the word. InfoWarsStore.com. When you bought out 36,000 copies at cost of the new magazine, 50,000 on the streets of Austin, 40,000 I printed, 4,000 held back for when we start subscriptions next month, so you get the first issue plus the next 12. That's just amazing. Sold out of those, and a few places refused them, so we still have a few left there on the site. But the point is that I increased the prices, actually sold them for too little and then lost money, so now I'm selling them for like $3 a piece instead of, you know, less than $1 a piece like I was, because I ended up losing money. So there's a few of those September issues still left at InfoWarsStore.com because, again, 66 locations refused them out of 1,000+ here in Austin. So, but they're almost gone. They're probably gone as of the time I say this. The point is that's how we fund ourselves. So get excited about funding liberty. And if you don't have, you know, a pot to do you know what in, it doesn't matter. Spread the word about the local AM and FMs. Spread the word about the websites. Spread the word about the information. I know we can beat these people. We've beaten tyrants before. We will defeat them if we absolutely go up against them and call them out for what they are. Okay, you think it intimidates me when the NSA calls up? I love it. Okay, if they strike me down in the fight against tyranny, it means I did a good job. I don't want to die, but I don't want them to win and enslave us. And it's that commitment, that spiritual decision to set your weight spiritually, mentally, physically, intellectually, economically against the enemy that will bring them down. We will bring them down, but it's up to you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com and also become sponsors of our local AM and FM affiliates. Okay. Now, shifting gears here, we have John Bound, who's been with us for a year, done a great job, formerly worked at the local TV station here and in radio before that. And we have Linda West, who's now been here for about a week or less and already hit the ground running, writing articles, doing reports, man on the street coming out, you name it. She's worked in TV, radio, print, run newspapers. She's now part of the team, just amazing team. We now have six new reporters here. Well, one of them's coming in a few weeks. So we have five new reporters on top of the three or four we've got, all because of you supporting us, okay? Thank you so much. So we can get more stories, more reports. I'm so sick of not being able to cover everything in detail I want, and it just becomes a scatterbrained event. We are expanding in the face of the globalists, in the face of their takeover, in the face of their attacks, and others, the inventor of the Internet, not Al Gore, has come out and said it's a total tyranny we're facing. Others are recognizing that we've been right and that, yes, it's happening. We've got a good chance of turning this around. They wanted to go down and talk about the TSA and the national story that we're in AP, Reuters, CBS News about our report about them dipping the testers in coffee and food you buy past the checkpoint. They politely show up. They all know who we are, and they freak out. The police come over. They say, don't leave. Well, am I detained? No, but don't leave. The TSA goons. All of this, like, we're bad to have cameras, and here's the deal. They're arresting people nationwide for owning guns, okay? They're arresting people nationwide for owning guns and things, which aren't even illegal, that people are now open carrying to exercise that right. It's the same thing with cameras. They're arresting people nationwide for filming police in public areas. People have to counter that with lawsuits and speech and all of it. They're going to take our basic rights. They're trying to. They are becoming tyrannical. And just because they're wearing a uniform doesn't mean they're God, folks. This is how North Korea fell. This is how all the other countries went into darkness. Guys, great job. Dan Badani's a big part of this, but he's in there running the show right now. John Bound first, then Linda West. Give us a breakdown of what you witnessed and what we're about to see in this video.
Well, we basically went over to the airport to get a bird's eye view of the airport because, you know, everyone has their own qualms about going to the airport and talking to people that work there because it's so scary there. But I've had it. I'm done. I'm tired of the New World Order pushing the agenda of my life around. I'm done with it. So I said, let's just go upstairs. Let's confront the dragon. Let's go talk to the TSA.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so evil. Is that talking to our God?
Yeah. Well, and I brought this vampire killer thing with me. It's called the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And Dan Badondi, the vampire killer, wielding it, as you'll see in the video. But when you show the Bill of Rights to somebody...
The cop actually recoiled. He, like, looked at it like, oh, they teach him disdain for it now.
Well, it's like shoving a vampire into the noonday sun. They're like, well, maybe that's right, but wait, I got all this power. Well, let me get a hold of my power. Hang on, let me check.
I got a gun.
Call some people and check on my power.
And there's some terrorists in the area.
We just had it. We just threw them in the InfoWars blender, and we all just went off on the DHS, the Homeland Security media rep.
Well, they're not even police. They have no training.
Who are these people?
Well, they had an eight-hour course. They can read your mind.
Done.
Good. Hey, Linda, tell us your take on this.
Well, you know, after that story came out about the LAPD going after people that take pictures in the airport, of course we said...
Well, it wasn't even in the airport. They're now on the streets they're grabbing them.
I know, on the streets. But when I called the commanding officer, he said in particular, you'll get arrested if you videotape at the airport.
So, but there's no law.
Right, there's no law. As you said, there's no law.
You can
law.
Look it up. It's just they're false arresting. They're disappearing people.
It's fear. They're trying to get us with fear.
And the answer is no, bully, no.
That's right. That's right, Alex. And so we said, well, of course, well, let's go down to the airport then, because they haven't made that law yet in Austin. So we got down there, and everybody was kind of up in arms. The TSA guys kept walking by, and I kept saying, oh, can I have a comment? And they're like, no, 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 we can't talk to you. I'm like, well, why can't you talk to me? What do you mean you can't talk to me?
You're a slave.
Yeah. It's like,
well, talk to American scum. Pay my paycheck. Pay the security fees, scum American. Get over here for a grope. They're probably like, we'll get you guys next time.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, hey, last time I was here, I went through the airport, I got groped, And this is a tyrannical area. And
you're supposed to lay down to that, though.
The guy's like, I think this is a great place.
Yeah, I like it.
Someone said, hey, have you had your groping today? Well, what? I mean, you'll see in the video. I'm done.
Linda, anything else?
Yeah, then they all come over. Like, first they're like, well, we've got to get the manager. And I'm like, okay. And then the manager comes walking over. And that was the best part, because he comes over and he's like trying to be all, you know, fear-inducing. And we're just like, what's wrong?
Well, they are now at the DNC. Peaceful protesters are being arrested, and they're calling protesting before they even get out of their car, low-level terrorism, and say, oh, hold them because we put them on a list. That's the new thing. I'm government. I'm God. You're on a list. Your property's mine. Your kids are mine. I'm God. I'm Kim Jong-il. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Right to assembly. First Amendment. Hey, anybody read anymore?
Everybody ever heard of George Washington? Stick it. Stick it. You got it? We're America. Not you. Let's go ahead and go to the report. Here it is. We will go to that exciting report.
Nice to meet you.
I don't want this on right now. All right.
Okay.
We're not going to talk on camera. I've got to talk to you offline.
Offline?
Offline. You got this?
Why? Why are you upset? Aren't you the media?
No, I'm just coming to see. I understand that you're talking to some of our officers.
I wanted to ask some questions about the TSA.
We have a process when you come through the media office at this airport. Yeah. Everybody follows it. The XAN.
That's why I asked for you.
Everybody.
That's why I asked for you.
I'm not a PIO for the airport. There's a PIO for the airport. I represent TSA.
So that's who I wanted to talk to. I wanted to talk to the PIO for TSA.
You just don't talk to me like this. We've got some other processes where we go through the PIO.
Can you guarantee us an interview?
No, not right now. I mean, if you call the head, that'd be fine. You know, maybe we could work
something out. Okay.
Show up like this.
Okay. You know, we're just Americans. We're just trying to get a story.
You just can't.
Yeah, but it's shouldn't be like that in America.
How come
this is
America?
We should be able to talk to each other.
You work for Homeland Security?
Of the press, first.
Okay, you were former security.
The bottom line is the bottom line is the First Amendment, Jack.
Yeah, the First Amendment, sir.
They could call the deals and all this sort of stuff.
So what?
The officers, the police officers.
Oh.
So we don't want that.
Okay.
So, the thing is, you're a public official. A public official has to answer in public. This is the First Amendment of the Constitution. You're a federal agency.
What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do?
I'm not going
to
do anything to you.
Are you going to answer the question? Call you guys? Because you're a big guy?
Yeah, we're just fellow Americans.
We got 300 million. I got 300 million guys.
Well, you know, we're reporters. We're just trying to ask people questions.
You got to be professional.
That's why we ask you.
So your job is to basically come up, tell people that you
this
can't
is,
help them.
No, this is the airport. And again, there is a process. You guys didn't follow the process.
A process to exercise the First Amendment? We're in the Constitution. Sorry, could you show me in the Constitution
where
it says we have to follow the process?
We didn't used to be like this.
So we know.
I used to be able to run on the plane, hug people. Well, I got grilled last time I came through, and I don't think
that. We know the State Department put the underwear bomb on the plane. That's on record, sir. How you doing, sir? Sir, the First Amendment says we don't need permission.
Yes, you do.
It's the First Amendment. Sir, do you write the Constitution?
Airport 17, TSA request.
So the airport police take orders from the TSA, federal government.
You have to have permission to film at the airport here. You can film as long as you go through the PIO, and they give you authorization to do it.
Authorization to exercise the First Amendment, sir?
No, I just want. Why
do you guys got to follow orders by Homeland Security? I mean, you're the authority here, not Homeland Security.
I'm not following orders.
But they're the ones who summoned you.
They have a right to follow me to a
court. Absolutely. But, they're the ones who summoned you for this occasion.
Yeah.
And you, as a law-abiding citizen, sir, you took an oath upon the Constitution to defend it. And you did. Every officer does. I have many family who are airport police in Providence, Rhode Island, and people who are the state police as well. You take an oath upon the Constitution to have that badge upon your chest, sir. And the Constitution is to defend the Constitution and this republic, not take orders from these tyrannical people with Homeland Security.
They're tyrannical people.
They are, sir. It's on record. It's on record. These guys put the State Department put the underwear bomb on the plane.
Obviously, you want to be a confrontation.
No, not at all.
Yes, you do.
I'm just trying to address you as a citizen to citizen. That's all.
You can't.
We didn't do that, sir.
Okay. You went up to one of their BDOs, and he didn't really ask your questions.
Yeah, and we respected that. We didn't.
Yeah.
All we asked is for a PIO, a public information officer. That's all we asked for. And by law, they have to have one.
These people don't have authorization to come here.
Oh, okay.
And you want to tell them the proper process?
Yes, sir.
What you got to do in order to come here?
because you're going to have to call our dispatch. You got to get with the proper individuals to be able to film here.
No, okay, that's real.
Sir, this is a constitution of the United States.
Right, see you, driver's license.
Anywhere, I don't have to show my ID, sir.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't, sir.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't. It's my constitutional right.
Let me see your driver's license.
I don't have it on me. And the Constitution of the United States says, shall not be infringed. Freedom of speech. You write the Constitution? I'm not being confrontational. I'm just standing up here as an American that wants to defend my civil liberties and my rights. And to film in a public place is my taxpayers pay for this airport. Your salaries as well.
Is Jason a bill?
Jason, I can give you a phone number where you can try to reach Jason.
Okay.
I can definitely do that.
All right. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's write that down.
I'll write it down. Do you know it off your head or you got to
go? Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And nothing against you personally, sir. I'm just defending the Constitution that you probably served when you were in the military, if you were.
Yeah,
that's all we want, sir.
Yeah,
we just ask.
You're being totally confrontational.
We got it all on video, sir.
Totally.
No, I'm just defending my rights as a citizen.
Totally.
No, I'm not, sir.
We'll get out of here. Guys.
You don't have that right here at this point.
And nobody
can be mean.
All right, that's good.
All right, guys.
We're going to post the full video later. I'm going to air it all in the nightly news tonight. Aaron's doing the news. I'm doing a couple interviews. We're going to have Dan Bandondi, who's doing a fabulous job, as well as other reporters there. Now, to be clear, he's got the microphone about 3 feet away from the guy. They're calling that confrontational. And what they do is they target moms when they're strip searching their five-year-old in front of everybody. You've seen the films. They tell them, I'll take you to prison. It's illegal to film us. It's not. They'll say, we got to do the proper policy. This is even up at the checkpoint. This is just in the airport going and asking near the offices, hey, where John Bowne's been many times working for KXAN, local, what is that, ABC?
It's NBC.
Yeah, NBC. I mean, many, many times working here locally. So that's why you knew the name of the guy. The mainstream media just struts him whenever they want. But citizens and alternative media and real media, it's like, I'll take you to jail. And in Illinois, they tried to give people, one guy, life in prison for filming police. He beat him in court. The state came back in wanting charges and tried to put him in jail. They want to put you in jail when you show what they're doing. They want to film you. They want to have the NSA illegally tap your phone 24/7 in live time, as the whistleblowers admit. But you aren't going to go when they're groping you or state reps are being groped and get angry. You're not going to go film them. And it's all color of law. And the cops show up and say, you know, give me your ID. Don't leave. Well, am I detained? No, you're not, but don't leave, which is a custodial arrest, which is only a citizen's arrest power. And then cities and counties hire police professionally to act in that as a citizen's arrest. And then as a citizen, you get a bond. You get a bond. But see, they just want, your kids aren't playing outside. You aren't going anywhere. We're going to give you shots when we want. You're going to drink fluoride. You're going to submit to us 110%. So that's what this is about. It's about us saying, no, we're going to film you. And I didn't even know. I told you guys to go do Man on the Street. You just went over there yesterday. So I'm really glad you did that. Any closing comments on that?
I just want to say, folks out there, civil disobedience, the time is now. Go read the Bill of Rights. Go find that petty tyrant in your community and exercise your American right.
Well, I am going to call for another protest where nationwide we film the TSA. Nationwide we go protest the NSA. It's time to stop being scared of these people.
Yep.
If they're able to scare us, they're taking over.
They have no power. They don't have.
They've set up re-education camps. It's now official.
They really tried to scare us. The first thing he did was start calling for backup. And I said to him, you know what? I'm going to call 911 and have this recorded and ask for your training officer to come out here because I'm feeling really harassed now. And I'm not doing anything.
No, Linda, you're supposed to, when you fly back and forth from here from L.A. where you got your business, you're supposed to just let them grab you and let them put you in microwave ovens. You're supposed to like it. I'm supposed to like it. I can't take my kids on a plane ride or go somewhere because I won't let men grab their genitals. I'm supposed to think that's normal.
ridiculous, just ridiculous. And I interviewed one woman, and I said, do you think women like this, really attractive women, I said, do you think it's okay that they're groping our bodies, that we're even a possible threat?
The new documents that they've locked for 2 years coming out, the four-year letters show the thousands of letters where they go in the pants of women. And I can't even say this on air. I mean, Miss USA, they actually went in her. They're now removing tampons out of women, saying, what is this? What the hell do you think it is? What will we put up with? We're such a joke.
You know what? We're going to win, Alex. We're going to win all this. And all you people that have done this, you're going to be arrested. Yeah. Because my kids aren't going to deal with this in their future.
Right.
I'm thinking about my kids right here.
We're done. We're done. We know you ran 9/11. We know you did it, murderers. It's over.
And they backed down. Those cops.
You want to call me some more NSA?
They got scared.
They did. The three of us together and Dan with, like, the Constitution.
Good. They're going to.
Guy's like, you don't know what oath I took. He's like, I know what oath you took. You're wearing the badge. You had to take the oath.
They'll find out. Look, they think they have a status and we're second class. We're American scum. We pay the bills. That's what they see us as. We are nothing but their slaves. And it's over. We're off the plantation. It's over. You got the message? I hope you do. If you support the Republic, then you're our friend. But if you say George Washington's bad like the police training manuals do, you're an enemy collaborator with the foreign banks. We're going to have you all back on the Nightly News tonight. Great job. Because we can get three people in that studio. Thank you.
Thanks.
There they go. All right, I'm shifting gears now to gold. Gold has exploded massively today. He hadn't been on for months. We predicted as the fall started it would go up. They're talking about QE3. I believe now, I just bought some last week, there's a few silver, a few gold, is the time to buy gold and silver. I believe now is the time to get yourself prepared. I believe it's only going to go up as they globally devalue the dollar and other major currencies that they're devaluing in unison. And Ted's got gold he bought at the old lower prices, even though gold's way up today, and he's got a bunch of other specials. Ted Anderson, owner of Genesis Communications, the gold company that I had as a sponsor before, you know, you even had a radio network that I sought out, a really good, reputable company. And here you are with the best deals I know of out there on the bullion especially. Ted Anderson, tell us what you got today. Give us the offer.
Well, I mean, the ECB bonds was what's driving the market, Alex. And what we have going on right now, the offers that we have are going to be the Frank coin at 372. We have Walking Liberty halves at 1574. The Lakota silver rounds, a lot of people still like those. They're 4096. Canadian Maple Leafs. Also a very good coin to be getting into. We got the U.S. Eagles. Currently right now, Canadian Maple Leafs are trading at 1859.75. But there's a lot of things that are going on, Alex, right now, and you're right about that. We're in the fall now. The news that's coming out in the marketplace actually makes a difference. For some reason in the summer, everybody's lulled to sleep. Now we're starting to see it happen. We have gold over $1,700 an ounce. Gold is up today $10.20, and we've already seen $1,715 an ounce. And, you know, that's just the beginning. We're just coming into this. So, yeah, if you're going to be getting in, moving in on gold and silver, you better take your action now, because even silver right now at $32.75, that's up 38 cents today. And, you know, we've been talking about QE3. Well, what's going on in Europe? Well, that is QE3. They're talking about bailing out all these, hurting countries. Well, you know, all that means is they're going to do is they're going to turn on the printing presses, and they're taking in and following the lead of the United
States. What are the best gold and silver bullion prices you've got? What should people call and get right now?
Well, what I would do, if you're looking for something right now, I'd look for the Canadian Maple Leaf currently at this particular time, just due to the fact that that coin is 99 fine. It's 1859.75. Of course, there's volume discounts right now at this particular coin. For those of you who have been very concerned, been hearing a lot about confiscation, that type of thing, you can get into the $20 gold pieces right now at this particular time at 2045. But again, Alex, I think the most important thing is you take action, get involved now.
I agree, Chad. Let me fire out the Midas Resources number. I don't want to go to break. Come back for 5 minutes with you and talk about some of the economic numbers. QE3, 800-686-2237, and the tiny profit they make goes right back into the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. 800-686-2237. And some of their best deals are linked in the right-hand corner at Infowars.com. That's MidasResources.com. MidasResources.com or 800-686-2237. The next hour, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.